through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
I don't know why I talked over that. How are you, Tim?
I liked it. It was sort of one of those beautiful, seamless broadcasting transitions.
Or just some chaos energy, maybe that as well.
I was in the car the other day and I was bemoaning the fact that, on the whole, radio DJs don't do like the talk over this instrumental start of a song. I know most people hate it, but if you listen to like, there's on YouTube, there's little recordings of real famous LA radio stations where they're just like running all the songs together and beat matching them and just giving some like 15 second shout out to a car yard in between that they're obligated to do. And it was an art, man.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It's a special art.
I applaud you talking over the tail end of the intro.
I mean, I don't think it counts when you talk over the vocal break, but never mind. How's it going, Tim? What's happening in the media?
In the very short time since I was last here, which was only a week ago, Facebook turned news sharing off
Wild.
In Australia and then turned it back on.
Insane.
So just in the last 16 hours, they've announced that news sharing is back on in Australia after they've struck some concessions with the Australian government over a proposed new law. And I don't want to gloat, but when it came out, weren't you guys like, hey, that thing that Tim's been talking about for like 4 months that no one else cares about? Suddenly it was in the real news. I was like, oh,
that's
vindicating.
I was actually using all of the things you've brought to us to explain what was happening to my flatmate. And I was like, thanks, Tim.
So
this is great.
You tune into Media Bat and you get informed on the real issues, the context, the background, the run-up. Anyway, nobody knows exactly what concessions have been struck between the two parties, Facebook and the Australian government, but the Australian government as recently as yesterday were saying that they're not going to make any changes to the law, and I have a funny feeling that's a lie.
Okay.
So that's just
my
opinion.
I feel like as well, Facebook turning off its news, I mean, anytime turning off its news is not ideal, but turning off its news when we're in a global pandemic, when that's it's really important that people get information.
Absolutely.
It's quite wild.
Yeah, and part of me wishes that they kept it going for longer because I think more and more Australians were coming off Facebook. They're like, screw it. This is the final straw. Because they're such a shitty company.
Yeah.
And they just constantly lie about what they're doing with user data. They've been caught out so many times. Mm. They pull shit like this where if anything threatens their bottom line, even if it's, you know, in the name of protecting journalism, they're like, all right, sweet, we'll turn off news. And
which
again, like, I've said this before, but it's not to say that the proposed Australian law was perfect because it was far from it.
No,
but it was such a ham-fisted, like, heavy.
Really shows what they truly cared about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's very thuggish as well, isn't it?
Super
it's kind
thuggish.
Of being like, hey, well, guess what bargaining power we've got? You know, reducing the right to information.
Exactly.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. We talk about these huge companies all the time, but this is really them throwing their weight around in a way that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Tess, in the middle of a pandemic, when there is already a massive misinformation problem out there, that just, you know, expands to fill the void when the actual news is gone.
And I think when you couple it with Facebook's previous statements, like going back years, around them not taking responsibility for certain news being shared on their platform,
totally.
That's led to like genocide in Myanmar and other horrible things going on. They take a step back and go, oh, you know, freedom of information, we've got to let everything flow, and then they do this. It's like, well,
can't have it both ways, my friend.
Pick one. So anyway, they kind of have turned out looking like the dicks they are. I imagine there's been some change to the law. So it'll be interesting to see what actually comes out in terms of what deal has been struck. But this has highlighted a problem that I think other countries have jumped on as well. Canada in particular have signaled that they also want to make their own law similar to Australia around making sure that journalistic organisations are supported in this age of social media mopping up all of the revenue that used to go to news organisations for their work. So that's happening. Speaking of social media platforms, Trump is trying to start his own one, according to an advisor, Jason Miller, who was a former senior advisor to the Trump campaign. He's told The Australian and Sky News that there's already been conversations and meetings to this point. I reckon that's probably true. I am steadfastly of the belief that the only reason Trump ran for president was to start his own TV network, and it just horribly backfired and he became president. So I reckon this is totally true. But I mean, as we've just seen from some recent escapades from like Parler and Gab and other conservative social media outlets, it's quite hard to make your own social media platform.
I mean, Bebo failed.
Bebo failed. It's hard out there.
MySpace.
It's tricky. R.I.P. Is MySpace still around?
I think it is, yeah.
Justin, I think Bebo came back for like a week, didn't it?
Weirdly, Bebo was only popular in New Zealand and Mexico. How strange
was it?
Is that? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I kind of love that. It's great.
Really? Speaking of all local news, how's this for a segue? Marcus Lush has been elected to the Invercargill City Council.
I saw that.
It's really... What's going on in that city council is wild. Like, I know this isn't necessarily media, but it is now that Marcus Lush is there. If you were a little younger, perhaps, listening to this, Marcus Lush is like a lifelong broadcaster in New Zealand, long-time talkback host. He's just successfully run to be a councillor after a by-election was created in Invercargill because the deputy mayor stepped down. And on her way out, she was saying that it was a toxic working environment, that Tim Shadbolt needs to step down, and the reason why he hasn't is because he's got all these legal fees from getting sued for defamation by a fellow councillor a couple of years ago, and he's like trapped in the position, but he sucks at his job, and she's been doing it for ages for him. So it's, yeah, it sounds like a bad scene. She said that a commissioner needs to come in there and just take over the entire thing and wipe it out. So that's what Marcus Lush is walking into.
It's quite wild. I feel like I missed all the Invercargill local election news until Marcus Lush got elected.
I mean,
I didn't even know that was happening. Didn't know he stood down. Didn't know they were having a by-election.
With all due respect to Invercargill, why would you be tuned into that, into the local government machinations down there? And they've, so this has all happened as well. I think this was just yesterday. They've passed some new media protocols for the Invercargill City Council in light of what happened to get Tim Shadbolt in the shit with the defamation case and everything. So anyway, the whole thing's a big old mess. So Marcus Lush,
everyone's
welcome.
Everyone's texting and saying, and of course Marcus Lush got his start on BFM.
He did.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. Yeah.
Alumni.
The listeners know.
And speaking of BFM, people might know and might not know that Tess is out of here. This is her last week. And I just wanted to talk about how awesome Tess is.
Oh, thank
you. I was a radio producer many years ago for a while, and it's a hard job, and you're incredibly good at it.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to cast the spotlight on BFM because it is sensationally rare, not just in New Zealand, but around the world, to have two women leading a breakfast show. Like, it's crazy that it is basically non-existent outside of BFM. And I had a quick hunt around even the iwi stations and the student radio stations. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the only place in New Zealand doing it.
I didn't even know that.
I think when I had a look when Rachel started, it was the only one.
Far out.
This is very unique. So thank you so much for everything you've done for BFM and vis-a-vis for Auckland, Tess. And congratulations to BFM and especially the station manager, Sarah, for having the confidence to put two wahine in the breakfast show.
I think we've been pretty smooth sailing.
I think so. Thanks, Tim. That's really nice.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
I'm saving all my my mushy stuff for Friday because I can't cry, every day of the week on the radio. I'm saving that up.
You can.
We'll do a little one now.
Yeah.
So
last day is Friday. So
thank you very much, Tess, for everything you do, and congratulations. You've you leave a huge legacy here.
Oh,
well
thanks,
done,
Tim.
Mate.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much, Tim.
See you guys.
I'll be
back next week with whatever poor schmuck takes your spot.
We'll see you then.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Hey, Tim.